Southwest this morning. We are coming to you live from the BP station in the heart of town, thanks to City and Regional Fuels supporting local Southwest businesses. But we're supporting locals as well, because we're the local radio station. And while, yes, we're proving a point that there is more than a lighthouse in Augusta, I have found a treasure trove of local legends. Justin is here with me. G'day, mate.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, I'm good. I knew your name before I knew your face, because I stalked you down the internet because you were organising something pretty cool. You want to tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, sure. I got inspired by Tully O'Connor, who's a relationship coach, and he has a group called, he's changed it from Coffee and Kettlebells to the Margaret River Men's Group, just a sort of mental health initiative where they do a bit of exercise. They go for a run up the coast, so they do a bit of a workout, and then they have a coffee and a bit of brekkie, and then they have a bit of a check-in where everyone sort of shares whatever they're comfortable sharing, just of their challenges in life and all that. And it's just good healthy practice that I was pretty inspired by, having a few of my own challenges, as everyone does. And so I posted it on the I think that's where you saw it.
Yeah.
It on the Augusta community board, and there was hundreds of likes and heaps of comments and heaps of support. And I was pretty nervous doing something like that, because I'm not, you know.
You're just one person, right? You can't do much.
I'd rather be an Indian, not a chief, but it's needed. So I got inspired, and I know I need it. So, we got it happening, and done a few, and we're going to do it every second weekend. But it's called Men's Health Augusta, if you look it up on Facebook. And flick us a message, and I'll keep you in the loop on the messenger group and all that, and get involved. And if you're even... Some of the guys just, they're too busy working and they don't have much of a social network. It's good for that, but it's just good practice for fellas, especially to get talking about this stuff, because some of us aren't that great at it and we could do a bit of encouragement.
So. Oh, too bloody right. You should meet my fiancé. He's
mate,
a pain
I'll
about
send him
it.
Down.
I will. Don't you worry. I jest, but I take this stuff really seriously. He's just worked out that the fiancé is sitting next to me. I take this stuff really seriously because, you know, I see it in my own friends, my own family, in myself.
Yep.
And so the fact that you are prepared to stand up and be the chief and, you know, create something for your community is really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think when I posted it, I was like, you know, we're not all natural, amazing leaders like Tully. Tully is an exceptional, and he's really someone you guys should check out as well, Tully O'Connor. And what he does is next level, and I want to help others like that if I can. But if we all look out for each other a little bit, then we don't have to be, you know, I don't know.
Fixing extra, up a big thing,
yeah,
at the
yeah,
end,
just do
you
what
know,
we can, just do
little
what we
bit
can.
Week to week,
yeah, yeah,
is easier than a big mess.
That's it.
Yeah,
so.
I love it, mate, and it's so lovely to meet you in the flesh.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming down and saying g'day.
It was supposed to be, because I ran into Amy down at the foreshore there, just going for a bit of a jog, and then boom, here we are.
Here we are. So. Well, we are here at BP Station Augusta, just getting the local lowdown. You're on Triple M Southwest.